Yes, it's time to say yes again to Outside the Box. Today's topic is Say Yes to New Education. This is the second in a series of yes features on different aspects of our society. Today, saying yes to new ideas in education. Here are basic yeses for concepts in education that most can agree on. Education, including higher education, that should be high quality and free. We want democratic classrooms where students learn not just information, but how to think independently and creatively for themselves and distinguish truth from fiction. How do we learn from and teach others? Does our current education system do that well, or not so well, or hardly at all? How can we make education fun, a positive learning experience, and one that everyone can experience? Up to high school is free in many countries, but not in others, and cost-free higher education is rare. A traditional form of experiential learning, where people gather together to learn from each other rather than one or two so-called teachers, is called the folk school, first established in Denmark almost two centuries ago. Highlander Folk School in Tennessee, begun in 1932 and now called Highlander Center, is the most established example in the U.S. A primary goal is leadership development of grassroots organizers and agitators. Its role in the Southern civil rights movements of the 1950s and 60s was crucial. Today, Highlander's quote-unquote students, who are also teachers, include unhoused individuals and new immigrants. One example of education open to all and very experiential is Berea College in the Appalachian region of Kentucky. A small liberal arts college, Berea ensures financial aid to just about any student, with about half getting a full ride and a majority graduating with no debt. All students work about 10 hours per week for the school, including some who help provide food to the cafeterias for the school's 250 acres of gardens. The school focuses on experiential education. Learn, earn, and get credit for it. A similar school exists in El Salvador called Equipo Maíz, with a mission of enabling students to learn about poverty and how they can transform their lives and those of all Salvadorans. Popular education uses liberation theology to help students understand their own problems and how to solve them, using day-to-day common language, not academic lingo. Most programs and events are free, as are books and resources published by the school. And there is the Cooperative University of Kenya, extending Kenya's long-standing cooperative movement, which began in 1908, to the academic and research level. It's the world's only all-cooperative higher education institution, serving about 7,000 students. About half the country's gross domestic product is co-op-related, as are about half the country's jobs. The college extends its expertise to other African countries as well, including South Africa, Ethiopia, and Rwanda. And there's Reggio Emilia, which is a teaching style and philosophy geared to very young children, pre-K. It's similar to Montessori, but more collective and less individualized. It emphasizes what adults can learn from children, rather than the reverse. It began after World War II as a way to encourage democratic and cooperative principles countering the fascism of the Mussolini dictatorship in Italy. Children are encouraged to take the lead in what goes on in the classroom using interactions with each other, teachers, parents, and the natural environment. One Reggio Emilia school is just down the street from me, Hilltop School in Bangor. What kinds of new ways of education have you said yes to? What about those I just mentioned? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing I had opportunities for these kinds of education early in my life.